Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. The plan for California's bullet train met with some positive feedback yesterday in Washington, D.C. The Federal Government Accountability Office reviewed the High-Speed Rail Authority's business plan for the $68 billion train. The report it passed along to Congress called the authority's ridership and revenue forecasts reasonable. The report also noted a $39 billion funding gap in the plan and said that given the current political climate in Congress, California should not be counting on the federal government to step in with needed money. Construction on the first stretch of track is slated to be underway this summer, but rail officials say they won't start on other segments until funding is secured. Earlier this week, the nonpartisan Little Hoover Commission dropped a political bomb in Sacramento with a report suggesting the state should divest itself of the parks it can't afford to run. The California Department of Parks and Recreation is under new management after an accounting scandal last summer, but the commission is recommending more dramatic changes in the months to come. The head of the Little Hoover Commission, Stuart Drown, explained it to the California Report's Rachel Miro.
It's strategic changes and it's cultural changes. Our job is to recommend ways to be more efficient with the funds that we have. And so our argument to the legislature essentially is like, hey, if you're going to say make more revenues, support yourself with more revenues, at least give the department the tools that it needs to do that. And that's training and that's flexibility in hiring and promotions. Right now, the Rangers kind of have a lock on promotions into higher management. You have to have law enforcement training, which is 20 out of 26 weeks of their training. I mean, we need lots of different kinds of skill sets in the department, and so we need to use those training weeks for lots of different things. And we have to open up management to a broader range of perspectives, whether it's botanists or educators.
Or business managers.
Or business managers. I mean, in the new model, the park ranger should be both an ambassador and a business manager.
Your report suggests that a number of parks should be handed over to cities, counties, or private operators, but I'm hard-pressed to imagine municipal governments, especially here in California, are enthusiastic about the idea of taking on a new responsibility, a new fiscal responsibility for the indefinite future.
Well, let's look at the status quo. The status quo is in 2 years, or at the end of these temporary arrangements, if we don't have another operating model in place, those parks are still as threatened as they were in 2012. So we can't go back to the old model. There are parks in the parks collection that are more appropriately local or community parks or regional parks. And so what the commission is recommending is that the park system do a top-to-bottom assessment through a public process, taking public input, to see which parks truly have statewide significance and which parks should be realigned. I mean, the one undeniable fact of 2012 was that the park system cannot afford to keep all the parks that it has with the current operating model that it has. It has to change.
Do you think the new parks chief, Anthony Jackson, has a big enough political mandate and, for that matter, a big enough budget to make the changes that need to be made?
I think he's got a pretty strong political mandate. I think he's got the confidence of the governor, and I think he's got the goodwill of the parks community, and certainly Californians want him to succeed.
What happens next?
Well, the director and his staff are going around right now, visiting state parks, listening to people. I think the study should help frame the discussion. I hope that it encourages them to put out a broad vision that talks about innovation and embraces innovation and embraces a shared management. The Parks Department has, under the new director, put out a new strategic action plan. That's very encouraging. That came out just this month, right before our study was released. So the momentum is going in that direction. It needs to accomplish an awful lot in a short period of time.
Stuart Drown, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for taking the time and having me on your show.
Stuart Drown is executive director of the Little Hoover Commission. We have a link to the full report online. Look for it at californiareport.org. When Oakland resident Jean Melisaney was driving to work recently, she was surprised to find an unused bullet in her dashboard. As part of our occasional series, What's Your Story?, we hear from Melisaney about how the bullet was from a gun she owned 7 years ago.
I grew up in the hood where guns are like so normalized. I have an older cousin, and he was like a major pusher in the Bay Area, and he's the one that gave me the. It wasn't a rifle. It was like a really, it's a mini chrome 380. So it was like really tiny. Like I carried it all the time. He gave it to me in a little baggie with like hella extra bullets. I think I just turned 18. I think I got scared a lot with the gun. Because, like, I realized how powerful that gun was. Like, how powerful a bullet could take a life. Because I know people who got shot and their life ended. You know, so it's just scary to know that, you know, something so small that could fit in your hand could take somebody's life. I sold the gun to one of my cousins. And then it got lost in the abyss of the hood because she got robbed of the gun, so... I don't know how far the story of the gun goes, you know? Like, how far it goes to, like, hurting someone's family. How far it goes to, like, getting someone locked up over killing someone. Or taking someone's life. And then, you know, like, you don't know the trauma that death causes on, like, the kid that just lost their dad to that bullet, you know? I don't know if the gun is still traveling. Like, I don't know where it's at. In a way, that gun is kind of connected to me because I sold it, and then it got stolen. I hope that, like, it's just, like, it broke or something. I don't know, but I hope that, like, no one's using it. No one got hurt by it. No one's life was taken. Because, like, we don't need people dying.
To learn more about What's Your Story, visit californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Friday, March 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. The directors are Vinnie Tong, Sarah Bond, and Paul Lancour. Our interns are Gina Shalaba and Guy Marzorati. The editing staff includes Polly Stryker, Julia McAvoy, Susie Racho, Nina Thorson, and Kat Snow. Victoria Malione is our associate senior producer. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children, and URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com.